This is the Composer's Datebook for December 11th. I'm John Burge. On this day in 1952, 31 theaters nationwide offered the first pay-per-view Metropolitan Opera telecast. This was a performance of Bizet's Carmen, broadcast live from the stage of the old Metropolitan Opera, featuring Rhys Stevens in the title role. The performance was relayed to the theaters by means of closed-circuit TV. Beginning in 1948, the Metropolitan Opera had experimented with live telecasts of their opening night performances, but relatively few people owned TV sets at the time. By 1952, most American households had TVs, but the Met's manager, Rudolph Bing, was dead set against any further free telecasts. The 1952 pay-per-view experiment was not successful, and it wasn't until 1976, after Bing had resigned, that live telecasts of the Metropolitan Opera performances resumed on public television. These days, the Metropolitan Opera offers a series of live opera performances transmitted in high-definition video via satellite to select venues, primarily movie theaters, in the United States and other parts of the world. The most successful of all commercial telecasts of a live opera performance occurred in 1951 when, on Christmas Eve that year, NBC TV broadcast Amahl and the Night Visitors by Giancarlo Menotti. NBC's black-and-white kinescope recording of that premiere performance was broadcast annually for years. Although Amahl is no longer an annual visitor to television, it is still staged this time of year by amateur and professional opera companies around the world. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.